beyond. Broadcasting live.
Hi, this is Patricia with Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I come to you tonight on Keen Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years with a psychic gift. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is March 11th, 2019, and it's approximately 5:31 p.m. And I'm sorry for that little mistake earlier. Are you ready to receive a free reading tonight? Well, if you are, call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. If any of you have a social media account, such as Twitter or Instagram, please go to these pages now and like Keen's, or please go to these sites now and like Keen's pages. Keen.com is a leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, and inspiration. Advisors are available on Keen 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationships, and anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. 1-800-ASK-5336. And you can get a reading with any advisor you choose. I, Pat 58, can be reached at extension 048206. Keen has gone mobile, so you can also download our app, and you can put it on your smartphone and get a reading on the go. There's lots of wonderful advisors to choose from. If you'd like to receive a free offer via text, text the word Keen to 40506. If you want a free reading tonight on the show, call 657-383-0802. It's 5:33 p.m. here on the West Coast, and I'm super excited about tonight's show. I'm on the air tonight on a new night on Monday, which is very, very exciting, and I'm very grateful that I have two callers in line so far. Hopefully I'll have more. So that's 657-383-0802 to get your free reading tonight. So a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how to make love happen in your life, what you have to do, because love is all around us. So one of the things that I have learned to do, because love is all around me in my life, is I know for me that a higher power or God is love. Okay? So I have learned to let him be the center of my life. Now, you may have a different outlook on a higher power, and I invite you to have that outlook. My outlook on a higher power is God, and for me, my higher power is love. Okay? So there's something that I do in my life, because I got tired of running the show in my life. I felt that I was getting nowhere. And if you are feeling that way, if you are tired of spinning your wheels, I want to help you to learn how to draw closer to God. Okay? So the process is really simple, and you can turn your life over to God, and you can draw closer to him, okay? There's three simple steps. First, you have to purify your heart, okay? And when we purify our heart, it begins changing the way we think. Think outside the box. In other words, become selfless. Start thinking about other people and about what you can do in their life to benefit them. this will get you out of self and you will become more sacred. It will help build self-esteem because God wants us to feel better about ourselves, okay? He wants us to have, because when we have self-esteem, we become stronger to serve Him, okay? Answers for having a better life are also to participate in a series of questions about self-examination. Ask yourself what you have to do to have a better life. What does God want you to do for Him and to be more like Him? Okay, so here are some examples. How can I be more loving and kind towards? Do I have to do to act like God or be God-like? Okay, now I'm not saying that, you know, let you go and run a group of people or that you're in charge. You know, I want you to think about how, like, if my God is, let me put it this way. My God is humble. My God loves me. So what I'm saying is, what do I need to do to be more humble? What do I need to do to be more loving? What do I need to do to be more forgiving? Those kind of questions, okay? I'm talking about the spiritual aspect, okay? When finding the solution of what God would want for you, you have to look at Him and see how He behaves with other people. So think about His behavior, and that's what I'm asking about. That's what you're going to aim towards, because it'll help you to be more free. Examples of such behavior include being selfless, acting brave, taking a risk, being kind, teaching others, surrendering your self-will, listening to Him, being honest with Him, being honest with others, being a good friend. Behaviors of kindness include helping somebody out, sending a note, saying something nice, doing something like physical for them, like mowing their yard or cleaning their house. Ladies who recently helped me to celebrate a party for a family member, and I didn't ask them for help. They just offered. So what I'm doing in turn for them is I'm hosting a massage party at my house where they're going to come and have a light lunch, and I hired a massage therapist, and the massage therapist is going to come in and give them each a 15-minute massage, and that's my way of saying thank you to them, okay? So, in other words, like, you have to think about God and how God is, you know, He gives to us, and we have to give back to Him. And the way that we give back to Him is we give to others, okay? So these are just a few examples. Now, you might have some different options on what you can do to draw yourself closer to God, what behaviors you might want to take on, and what solutions you have for yourself. The key is to find things along spiritual guidelines, things that will also make you happier. The third step in drawing closer to God is believing that there is a God, because we can't see Him or that higher power, but we just have to believe that He's there, okay? We can see Him in the way that animals are, you know, because God created the animals. We can see Him in the beautiful earth and the ocean. We can see Him in the sunset and the sunrise. We can even see Him at night with the moon, okay? So if you want to feel God's presence, you have to move out and expand yourself and offer yourself to Him, and you have to wait on Him, okay? You have to be the first one to do that, okay? So in waiting on Him, He will reveal Himself to you when He's ready, okay? But this can be hard, but you have to just trust that it will happen. Now, in a personal life or in your personal life with a loved one or whoever else is in our life, we have to be patient. So we have to be patient with them so we can be patient with God as well. The key is also is to wait, trust, and believe. Okay, so you have to believe that that God will appear. If you take the risk and want him to come closer to you, he will appear in your life and he will start manifesting in miracles and things that you, in answering your prayers. Okay. One of the miracles that God gives us every day is he allows us to wake up. Okay. Sometimes people pass away. They pass away every day, obviously. And that's because God has called them home. That's just how I look at it. Okay. Now, in closing, drawing closer to God will help us have a better life. The steps for doing this are simple and they take time. We have to have a clean heart and mind to make room for him. We must participate in self-examination. Finally, we have to take a leap of faith and reach out to him. He will answer. Maybe not right away. So we have to be still and wait. Finally, drawing closer to God is an ongoing practice which must happen every day, okay? Because the more we do this, the more we practice in these three behaviors or these three rituals that I laid out, the better and we'll become and the closer we will get to him. And hopefully we'll have a better life to serve him and help others. And that's all I have to say about drawing closer to God, okay? In closing, I can say something about myself. I am a Christian, and I've been a Christian since I was born. Actually, I was baptized when I was a baby. And I've always believed in God, and I have worked really hard to, sometimes I've made mistakes, but I've worked really hard to have him closer in my life. And I'm not perfect. And when I've decided to do things my own way, I've suffered consequences. However, I have to say that he's faithful and he still loves me, regardless of the mistakes that I've made. Okay. Now, if you're on here tonight and you're listening and you're like, really, Patricia, I don't want to hear about God. Well, that's okay. You don't, I've been there where you're at. You know, we all are at our own level and our own pace. That's why I said a higher power. So it's the God of your understanding, okay? Because God loves us no matter what, okay? And that's what I, 30 years ago, and I still believe that he's not punishing, and he loves us no matter what. So I am on the air now and ready to give free readings. And I'm grateful because I have more callers in line. Thank you. And I'm going to click on you. And I'm going to ask you who you are, where you're calling from, and if you'd like to share on tonight's topic about drawing closer to God. Here we go.
Oh, hello.
Hi, this is Patricia.
Hi.
Your name?
My name's Sharon from Ohio.
Hi, how are you? How can I help you?
Wonderful. Nice topic. I pray every day, just to let you know. Okay. Every morning.
Prayer helps. That's self-examination. That's right.
My question to you is at my job, is my boss, his initial is M, is he ever going to accept me on the team, start treating me more like the team instead of a newbie? I've been there I'm on my fourth month.
Oh, he's done.
He excludes me and this other man. We're both new. I know it sounds crazy, but it really it bothers me. It does, obviously.
Let me see. Okay, let me.
So I want you to just think about your boss, okay?
Okay.
He's afraid.
He gave me a good review. It's the most strangest situation. He's afraid, you said?
Yeah. Yes. So I get honestly, he's afraid to. It's not gonna happen overnight.
I wonder why.
Let me ask. So you want to know why it's not going to happen overnight or why he's afraid?
Yeah, why is he afraid? He's not like there with anybody else. But they've been there 10 years.
Jealous. His jealousy. Okay, and you are very confident. You're good at your job. Okay, so he knows that you could surpass him. He's afraid of that.
That is, oh my goodness, I did not even, that wasn't even a thought in my mind because I'm still learning my job, you know what I mean? So
I know, but you're very like, because you're the Nine of Coins. So the Nine of Coins means, and the Queen of Wands. The Nine of Coins means a woman that's very accomplished, but you're cautious, okay? And you're confident. So you carry yourself with confidence, and you also have a great amount of experience, okay? But you don't go around and flaunt it. You may be confident, okay? But you don't brag about your confidence, and you don't brag about your experience. And he knows this.
Dang, wow, I never thought of
and
it that
I
way,
also,
but you are right.
I also feel too, I'm sorry to talk over you. I didn't mean to be rude.
Oh, no,
but
no.
Just to get this out, he's also got some issues, okay? And so he's not up to date, let me put it this way. He's not up to date on his thinking, if you catch my drift.
Okay. I did kind of think he had issues. I did think that. No, but go on, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like he's back in the 1950s with his thinking.
Okay, I get what you're saying. The old school. Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like, hello, it's not a boys' club anymore. That glass ceiling popped open a long time ago, dude.
You are so funny. Okay, that makes sense. Keep doing what I'm doing, huh? You don't, and it doesn't
yeah,
say the time.
Yeah, don't let him intimidate you. Don't let him intimidate you, and do not let him stop you.
Okay. Thank you. And I know you already said you don't know how long it's going to be until he does, but that's okay. You're right. That's good advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Do you want me to keep you on so you can listen?
I do. I do. Yes, I do. Thank you. You answered it.
Okay.
Have a nice evening, okay? Thank you.
and I'll be on again next Monday. I'm going to be on Mondays now.
Thank you, okay? Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, I'll keep you on. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Time for our next caller. Thank you, Ohio. Here we go. Clicking, clicking, clicking. Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Pat. It's Andrea.
Hey, Princess. I'm so excited that you found me because I was digging through my emails looking for you, and I was digging through my – because we have a thing now with Keen that you can, like, type people's names in or their membership name, and I thought, well, I don't – because you don't have, like, a specific screen name anymore. And so, like,
no, a number.
Like I have nicknames, you know? And I typed in your nickname, which is Andrea, and then all these other people, all like the screen name of Andrea came up. Like, I'm like, that is not her.
Andrea Doria.
It's not her. And I'm like, that makes me mad. It's not her. And then I was like, how is she gonna find me? So that's why I sent out that mass email because I thought at least that way you would find me.
Yeah, and I just caught it just in time. I'm like, it's 5:20.
Yeah, I sent it out for my customers, but I also sent it out especially for you, dear.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're
well, I guess
welcome.
My question
so how are you today?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. I've had a few telephone interviews, so I'm getting a little more positive that something will come soon. And
so you're asking about a job?
Well, actually, I have a different question tonight. Do you see the right person for me coming through anytime soon?
Okay, let me think. Okay, so you know, because I know you're a perfectionist, Andrea.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to challenge you. So you know that there's no perfect human being in the world. You know that, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But you know that God makes a perfect partner just for us.
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
Okay, so as long as we're on that page together, okay?
Mm-hmm. Perfect
okay,
for me.
So we're going to ask it this way, okay? So will God send Andrea the perfect partner just for her? I get a yes, and honestly, I feel like you're going to have two options, and I feel I know this. You're going to slap me for saying this, but I do feel like one of them is the gentleman we spoke about in the past, and I do feel like mm-hmm. if there is another person coming forward, the other person coming forward is really good with numbers. They're very accomplished also in business. They're smart. They have dark hair, brown or green eyes. And there's something about the two of you that you have in common with work.
Okay. Yeah.
So do you want me to see when?
Sure.
Honestly, I don't think it's till September. September, October.
That's fine.
It says you'll
yeah.
be very involved in your job.
Okay. I guess if you have time for one more question, or do you have?
Can you email me or call me on Keen because I have another customer in line.
Sure. Thank you, Patricia. Please keep me on. Have a nice night. I'll catch you on Monday, too.
Okay. Yeah, Mondays are easier for me because my son started music with another teacher. So, yeah.
Well,
I'm glad I
caught your radio show tonight. Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you, Patricia.
Me because he hates it, Andrea, because I get to sit in the class now with him.
Oh, so now he's nervous. Yeah. But tell him that's what it's like when he goes in front of and plays his music in front of 10,000 people.
That's right, and that's how it's going to be when he goes in the military too. Because I told him, I said you have to learn some kind of skills because you want to go in the military with some kind of skill set, dude.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Thank you.
Please keep me on, and thank you, and enjoy your evening.
I will. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, next. Here we go. I'm clicking. There we go. Hi, it's Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. I have time for
Hi.
Two quick questions. Go ahead.
Okay, how about what do you see for a new love relationship? I don't have anybody in my life at this time. And the second question is for employment. So anything you see in that neighborhood. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm asking, is there a new love relationship coming your way? There is one coming your way. Okay. So don't give up. They won't just be a thought in your mind, okay? They will physically come into your life. So what about your job, Julia?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not working at this time. I'm going to start looking for work here shortly. So I just, you know, see what's coming there. So.
Well, it says you certainly know what you don't want. I honestly feel like you probably will find work, I have to say, in May or June.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And it feels like you're going to feel like you're working amongst genuine people, and it's going to be a big breakthrough, and you're going to be a lot happier.
Oh, awesome. That's great news. Wow. You know,
and your stress level is going to go down as well.
Oh, God. Thank God. Yeah. Thank you. That's worth its weight in gold, isn't it?
Well, thank you for calling, Julia. I appreciate you.
All right. All right. Thanks so much. Have a great night.
Okay, hon. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Bye-bye. Well, it was a great show, and thank you for tuning in. I will be back on the air next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's been another great episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I will be logging on to Keen shortly. If I'm not on Keen, you can please arrange a call. I am generally on Keen every day from 3:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If I'm not available, thank you for letting me be of service. Have a great night.